Blog Talk Radio.
It's Wednesday night. Rachel, the lovely Rachel Thompson, is on assignment. So you guys are stuck with me. And if you don't like it, you can leave now. Okay, don't leave. Please don't leave. Okay. Have I whined enough? I don't know. Tonight, we have a guest. Everybody tells me, well, who's the newest author you like? And I say, I don't know. I rattle off 20 names. And they're like, but those are all old. I said, what do you mean old? And they wonder, you know, it's like, if I rattle off Robin Peterman, they go, well, yeah, she's been out for a couple of years, yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, I was reading Ed McBain, and he's dead. Robert B. Parker, you know. Tom Clancy, all of them are no longer with us, but still, their books are still out there. I got hooked on reading a Piper Stone book, and my readership, and well, listenership, whatever you want to call it, are like, they knew who Piper Stone is. I'm like, you do? And I found her as a new author. And I'm amazed with who she is. And I figure I'll give her the shot, the chance to talk about her and get a thrill. Oh, I got a thrill. Okay. all kidding aside, it's amazing when you read an author and give them the benefit of the doubt since they're new and just enjoy them. So, good evening, Miss Stone.
Well, good evening, Bennett. Thank you for having me.
Good.
How are things in Radio Land?
Oh, busy as hell. I mean, I. By the way, folks, if you've been hearing these rumors that I'm doing Elizabeth Black show tomorrow, it's true. I will be tomorrow the guest on the hot seat. So, yeah, you guys get to see me sweat. Right.
I might have to join into that one.
You might, but, you know, it, you're not going to see it live, but that's okay. Podcast, You'll hear me sweat. But Elizabeth Black is going to rake me over the coals tomorrow. No, all kidding aside. She has a show called Into the Abyss on World of Ink Network, and it'll be a lot of fun. I love Elizabeth Black. There are a lot of ladies I love, but Elizabeth Black and I have been friends for... let's say it this way, more than five, okay? Yeah, right. I mean, there are guests I know for 5-10 years just on doing this show. And they're like, God, you've known that person that long? Anything after 2 years, it's like, yeah, you've known them that long. So Piper Stone is an author from Blushing Books and has three new books. And I mean new. Good evening.
Well, hello there.
Hi
there. It's a pleasure to join you and talk about
all
my crazy little wild books.
Let's talk about them. How did you get the idea for Truth or Dare, I think, is first, if I'm not correct.
Yep, Truth or Dare is first. It was just something that came to mind. It's a combination of a fun piece, but it has a true bit of a gritty mystery to it. And it's about a woman who chases away her past into a wonderful place called the Bahamas. And what would you do with many of your friends when the monster comes back to haunt you?
I'm not asking you to tell me how, but I find the idea interesting.
Yeah, it's you know, part of it is lighthearted, but then it delves right into a very stormy past and what she has to do to fight to regain her very soul. And, you know, she has the help of four incredibly wonderful male friends who guide her along the way, and what happens in the end, you'll just have to read to find out.
Well, let me ask you a question. As a writer,
sure.
And I'm a writer as well, but as a writer, is it interesting to throw this idea out and just, you know, see where it runs? I hope I'm making sense here.
Yep, absolutely you are. And stories come to me all the time. They're sometimes crazy, sometimes horrific, sometimes funny, and I just run with it. I don't lay out down, you know, major outlines. I don't go from beginning and say, okay, this is how it's going to end. I just let my imagination run and see where it's going to take me.
Well, let me ask you a question here. And Julie asked this question. I'm just asking it for her. She said, do you think an idea, how do you formulate an idea to a book?
How do I formulate? That's a good question. I think what you do is you get into the
mind
of the
characters.
Well,
wait a second. Thank you, Julie, for the question. I'm sorry. I wanted to thank her for... I don't want to get killed. You thank your audience. Yes, Julie, thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You get into the minds of the characters. You know a basic storyline, and then once you start writing, you know, a lot of writers will say the characters take on a mind of their own. Not necessarily for me. My mind works in crazy ways. I just know kind of where I want to go with it. It's going to be a dark piece or it's going to be a funny piece. And I just allow my imagination to take over and say, what would happen if? And then I continue writing in that manner, and then all of a sudden I realize where I want to go with it, and you formulize kind of the end, and then you get there just by allowing it to flow.
Let me, there's a couple of writers I do know, and you know them, and I know them, we all know them, that said, they're basically, they don't use an outline, they fly at the seat of their pants, and I love them, but they said, I scrapped a book because I felt it was going nowhere. Have you ever done that?
Nope. Never scrapped a book. I just let it rest for a little while, and then when I pick it back up and reread it, usually it just tells me where it needs to go, and sometimes it's in a completely opposite direction than I thought, but never scrapped one.
How long did, say, this first book take you to write?
That one probably took me about a couple of months, only because I was writing several at the same time, up and down. So I would write it, put it down. Some of the ones that are thrillers or a little heavier in the storyline, I will take it to a point and I will let it rest because my mind needs to absorb what I'm doing with those characters. So I'll move on to a fun piece or a completely different genre so that I can be refreshed.
Have you ever thought of writing in somebody else's universe? Let's say Robin Peterman. If Robin Peterman called you up tomorrow and said, can you write in my universe? She has a Kindle world.
I think that authors can do that, especially if you don't stick to one genre. You can probably step into a point. But then having said that, we all have a very special voice. You know, it's something that you just are as you write, the way that the characters speak, the euphemisms that they use. And you're never going to completely get away from that, so that when you step into someone else's shoes, try to be a ghostwriter, for example, I honestly think that's probably pretty tough. You just kind of leave yourself at the door and step into their footsteps. And for me, I could probably do it, but I don't think I'd be that successful.
Okay. Would you ever chance to write another author?
As in another personality other than Piper?
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. I do. You know, I'm not going to lie and say that I don't. I write very different genres, and so I have different personalities. Piper is very much into the, you know, she's a little split, but she is very romantic with some of her books, and then she has a slightly bit of a grittier message in her books about relationships.
Okay. Now, I don't think, and this is my opinion, of course, your books are different than other books, but Blushing is thrown out some interesting books lately, and that's why I'm wondering, how many more are you contracted with Blushing?
Blushing for Piper, I'm exclusive with, and at least a book is going to come out a month, and I also write for Bethany's Woodshed, which is like a serial scenario, so that you sign on, you pay monthly, and you get X number of stories that you read, chapter per week kind of situation. So I'm writing at least one of those a month.
Okay. Two people have already remarked to me, you seem like another author they know. And I'm not trying to make fun of it, or I'm not saying which author right now. If it comes out, we'll talk about it. But they're already saying you seem like, your style seems like another author they know. What do you have to say about that?
And I'm not going to lie, Bennett. You're absolutely right. I've written before. You know, I've been writing for, well, since I was a kid, but I've been published for 6 years, and I've worked with several other publishers. So I've written under several other pen names, and quite frankly, unfortunately, because I also have a day job and I have to try to make money for my family, it got to be very uncomfortable because that one particular personality came out to a news reporter who decided I should have my 15 minutes of fame in my great hometown, and it was not well received on a lot of levels. And, you know, I'm not embarrassed by the kind of writing that I do. I am very thrilled to death with the successes and the folks that I've worked with.
I'm not embarrassed about your writing. You do a very good job. But I'm just saying, I've already gotten three responses that they say you're this author or this author, and I'm not going to dignify that with a yes, no. You know, if they want to say, yeah, you're such and such an author, that's fine. I'm not trying to per se out you.
Right.
But these people are, you know, they've read your book and they say, oh, yeah, that's her. And, you know, one person didn't even say that's him, so we're good. But, you know. But they see a style from another author, and they trying to find a nicer way to say it. Place it on you.
Right.
This is like Stephen King. He wrote as Richard Bachman years ago, and suddenly when somebody said, "Oh, it's Stephen King. Look at the style," and it wasn't trying to wave Stephen in front of you. I mean, Stephen King wrote certain books. Now Stephen writes mostly under his own name. It doesn't matter what he writes. Do you think there'll ever be a time that you write under just one name and they know it for that?
Honestly, I don't think so, because I think what happens with readers is they get to know a certain author with a style, and if you go off track so much, they're confused, and it's a different level of you know, folks that like it. For example, if you write LGBT, that's different than folks that like a sweet romance that might have a little spanking in it. You know, completely different set of an audience and readers, and, you know, it's just difficult to put it out there and trying to, you know, splatterfuck, excuse the expression, but that's kind of what it is.
Go ahead, say it again. I won't use that language, but go ahead. I like that term. Go ahead. Throw it again.
Well, that's kind of what it is. You know, I can write many things. I've written futuristic, same-sex, thriller, horror, you name it. But if you like an author, you want to be able to know when that author puts out a book that they're going to have a particular style or genre and not go off on some wild tangent. So you absolutely bet I will write as other authors.
Well, okay, I'm not trying to out you, and I'm saying this, but like Nora Roberts writes a Nora Roberts book. But when she's in a mystery mode, she writes J.D. Robb.
Right.
Even though she has a fan club for both, and both know who Nora Roberts is, but, you know, they, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to out her either, but that's the point. You don't see many books signed Samuel Clemens, even though we all know Samuel Clemens is Mark Twain.
Well, right, and you'll never see one with my real name. It's just, you know, something that I want to protect to a point. But I, you know, I also, and you've put it on your radio show when you put the taglines, you know, I write as Danica Kane. And Danica writes male-male books that are very gritty and very telling. It's something completely different. She writes for Blackout Books, which happens to be an affiliate of Blushing. And I'm very proud about that. I love it. I love writing in that genre as well. But the readers are not going to enjoy one to the other. Not normally. Some will, but not normally. But yes, I have also been other people in the past, Bennett. I mean, you've known me for several years. You know who I am, and you're being very sweet not to out me.
All I'll tell you is this is a wonderful Python. Okay? Yeah, we're not using a voice disguise thing, so you don't have to say,
no.
Oh, she's really a guy. No, she's not a guy. Trust me.
No. No, I might have a little cold tonight, so it's a little throatier, but no. I am definitely a woman. I am definitely...
Give me throatier, woman. Give me throat. Okay. She's going to deep throat me. No, okay. I'm kidding. Don't shoot me. Thank you. I've already got somebody going, what the... She's going to deep throat. Right, okay. Come on, that was a joke. Okay, thank you. I love when you try to make a joke and some people are like, she's going to deep throat. Get a life, you know? Some people
only
are like...
Only in books, babe.
Only in books. She's going to, yes, I know. But I can say that with a smile and a wink because I've known this woman, but I also know that she's a damn good writer. Now, the question is, it's what the public thinks. It's not what I think.
Sure.
I mean, I'd read this author's books no matter what name she goes under, even though some of you, the listeners out here, already have ideas who you are, and they're guessing. I mean, I've gotten 12 comments already of, like, such and such, question mark, such and such. No, it's not Nora Roberts, I promise, okay?
No, no, no.
It's
no,
not Nora, and it's not Elizabeth, and I will tell you, even though I'm doing Elizabeth Black shows tomorrow, it's not Elizabeth Black, okay?
No.
Going to, you know, no, it's not Cynthia St. Aubyn. I want to make sure that I'm clearing the way, you know? It's not Cynthia St. Aubyn, okay? So we're good with that. Trust me, you know, we're not using a voice moot or anything else, so, you know, you are getting her real voice. Don't shoot me. I'm not doing any special vocal effects, okay? I want to make sure you understand this. Too many people are like, yeah, and you know, it's like a woman and they have a voice like, I am, you know, it's like, no, I haven't done that. I promise. I really promise we're not going to do that tonight, okay? But, okay. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Where do you start with your ideas?
They come to me in weirdest places, whether it's in the middle of the night and I wake up.
Okay,
or
go
I
ahead.
Watch a
I want to hear this.
Show. I do.
Weird places, okay.
Yes, weird places. I could be doing anything. I could be out, you know, planting flowers or asleep or watching a horror movie, and suddenly I go, huh. Well, I just have to write that idea down. It sounds too nifty to pass up. And that's what I'll do. I'll write an idea down, and then I'll take it from there.
Would you ever... Okay, you watched, say, watch a horror movie, And you say, yeah, but I could do this one better.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it'll give me an idea, and I'll go off on some crazy tangent, and it'll just kind of go from there. You know, once I start writing it, it takes on a mind of its own, and I love it, and I get into it. And that's why I enjoy writing different genres, because depending on the mood you're in, or something that you see, music that's playing, and all of a sudden you go, boom, that's a great idea, I've got to do it.
Well, I understand that too, and I just want to make sure that with your newfound identity, can I say that without sounding really namby? Thank you. Would you go on a... Okay, I'm just throwing this out. We had last week on Anything Goes, we had Deb from Slave Nation. Would you go on her show and talk about your books?
I don't know Slave Nation, but I'm going to guess it's probably something about the heavy BDSM world. Sure, I've done
yes,
that kind of
it is.
Before. Yep.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, would you go? I'm not her agent. Trust me, I'm not. But we got letters last week. Thank you all for sending letters. It was lovely. You know, they want Deb back soon. And I told them, the first shot I have is July, and they're like, no! No! But all kidding aside, they are really excited about the last Friday show. So I'm very, very excited as well. But you would or would not go on, say,
yeah,
Slave
absolutely.
Nation?
Absolutely. You learn the craft of writing BDSM. You don't have to live the lifestyle, but you certainly have to learn about the lifestyle. And I've spent a good deal of time talking with various DOMs and submissives, going on forums, you know, reading things on FetLife and, you know, everything that I could garner to try to do the craft right. But so I'd absolutely love to go on something like that.
I'll hook you up later. We'll talk later.
Okay.
Yes, we do talk after the shows. Trust me, people.
Yeah,
we do.
Not.
I want to do my homework quick because we have a surprise tonight. Tomorrow, on the World of Ink Network, Into the Abyss with your host, Elizabeth Black. Will be at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's got a guest. It's me. Yeah, okay, you guys are going to hear me, and, you know, she's going to rake me over the coals like I rake other people over, like I'm raking this beautiful lady over the coals. On the 28th, take all my fun away from me. Jennifer Chase will be in the hot seat on Anything Goes on the 28th. On the 5th of May, Dina Remmel is coming back. Her new book is coming out. It'll be really, really nice. On the 10th of May, Libby Fisher-Hellman will be here. On the 12th, on Anything Goes, Nina Farrell will be sitting in the hot seat. On the 17th, Renee Mason will be here on the 17th. And the subsequent Elizabeth Black will be here on the 19th. Carol Murphy, storyteller extraordinaire, will be here on the 24th. And poet and writer Danny Queen will be here on the 26th of May. So people saying, you're not busy at all. Yeah, we're busy. Trust me. I book quick. All kidding aside, do you have a favorite author?
Well, I have many genres of authors. Probably my favorite are horror authors. I love Dean Koontz and I love Stephen King when he's not really on his weirdo pills. You know, and I don't read a lot in romance, believe it or not. That's just not the thing that I like to read. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just not because I write so much of it. I don't necessarily read it.
Well, it's funny. Somebody caught me. They said, what are you reading? And I told them, and they said, but he's so old. I was reading a volume of Edgar Allan Poe, and I was reading Leapjack and Telltale Heart and Murder in the Rue Morgue, and they're like, but that's so old. You know, I mean, is there, what's your favorite? I know, but, you know, you forget how good the classics are. Kids today want the newest book and have forgotten a lot of the old ones.
You know, I think with a lot of writers, they want their own escapism. So I'm going to read something that I'm not necessarily – I might write horror, but there's no way I can write horror like Stephen King. That's not within me. But when I want to escape into something in a fantasy land, I'm going to read something like that. It still gives me amazing ideas, and it makes my brain go wild. You know, the synapses go incredibly insane, and I just love that aspect. You can glean so much from that, and you can also relax. At least it helps me relax. I know that sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't. I mean, let's say it this way, and people will laugh sometimes when they hear this. I love Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yes, that Roald Dahl book. And it's not that I don't like the Gene Wilder or Johnny Depp movies, but the original book. Yeah, I can hear the Oompa Loompas singing, and it doesn't sound like the ones that were in the movie, even though it's the same words they used in the Gene Wilder movie. It's like, God, yes, it is. I love it. Whereas, you know, and Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka is wonderful. It's great. It's dynamic. But give me the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Give me the original Don Quixote de la Mancha. As a lot of people say, that's 1,100 pages. Well, if you read Stephen King's The Stand, that's 1,500 pages. So you want to compare notes? Go ahead.
You want to have that feel good. And sometimes it's either books that you've known that you've read all your life. You've certainly read more than once. Or you heard about or read as a kid or a teenager. You go back to those because they're just feel good moments in your life.
Well, talking about books, you have a special thing you want to do this evening. So go ahead.
Yes, I do. I actually have a wonderful contest from Blushing Books for all you folks out there. Anyone who subscribes to the newsletter, you can go online at blushingbooks.com and go on from 8 tonight EST time to midnight, or you can also text Blushing to 22828. And you'll be in the running for a $25 gift of Blushing Books, anything that you'd like. So I hope you guys will sign up. There's all kinds of fantastic books out there.
You realize this is my Christmas gifts this year you're selling, right?
Hey, that's okay. Go ahead and sign up. You're eligible too, Bennett. You have to read
No. I've already read one, and I'm already hooked, but I'm not going to tell you which one. Okay. Please say it again to make sure they get it, because I don't want to end up an hour from now having, where are you going? Sign up for this free book or whatever. Okay.
All right. It's $25 for any Blushing Books. You go to either blushingbooks.com, you sign up for the newsletter, or you can text Blushing to 22828, and you'll become eligible. But it's only between 8 p.m. tonight and midnight.
Okay. Should they list your name, or don't worry about it, or don't bother?
I
heard the radio show. I think.
Go in.
I think you're such and such an author. Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, if they win and they'd like to download some books or go in there, you know, Piper has 3 books out right now. The fourth is coming out next week, which is His Hidden Girl. And then there's another one coming called Becoming in June. And it just goes on from there. So you've got plenty of books you can download.
I will tell you this much. Piper is harder to find than anything. But easier to find than anything. Go on Amazon and enjoy it. You know, a couple of authors lately, Ashley Fontaine, Betty Dravis, Jean Spicusa, other people, have started to deal with, dare I say, independent directors, and they've made their books into movies.
Sure.
Who would you cast for, say, Truth or Dare?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Please, get, let me spray the room. Okay, never mind. Who would you cast for Truth or Dare?
Hmm.
And thank you, Derek, for the for your comment.
Who would I cast?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even sure I know an
And I'm not person. And I'm not available. I'm not a movie star yet, so you can't cast me, okay.
Sorry, darling. The men are all gorgeously dark skinned.
I know. That's where you can't cast. But who would you cast? Morris Chestnut, you know, Taye Diggs, Ice Cube, I don't care. I mean.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, I'm not
hey,
sure
did,
I can answer
these,
that.
This isn't mine. This is somebody else's question. I'm just asking it.
Taye Diggs isn't bad, but he'd have to have longer hair.
Tay right now is bald. He and Morris Chestnut are both bald these days.
I'm sorry, but Bahamians have wonderful long hair.
Mm.
So that's what hurts. I don't know a lot of actors that fit the bill, quite frankly, but I'm sure I could find some. And there'd probably be some volunteers.
Well, let me ask you. Hollywood tends to change books. Would you support a book that Hollywood, if they made it a white Bahamian instead of black, would you support it still?
You know,
I'm not trying to be funny. They're going to pay you for the book. But maybe I'm not saying this right. They would pay you for the book, but they'd change it the way they want to. If that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of authors are happy to give up their rights and allow that movie to be made. However, honestly, the integrity of this book is about these Bahamian men who make life in a very difficult and depressed society, and some of the Bahamas is. And I think it would take away from it. You know, I think it needs to be these wonderful black men who bond together to create a better life.
Okay. Do you feel, as a writer, you'd want to revisit one of these three new books that you have out?
As in what?
As write a sequel.
Yeah, definitely Submissive for Hire. If for anyone who has read that, I leave it with a little bit of a cliffhanger, not enough to affect the HEA, which does happen for our two main characters. But there's a third character, and he is the bad guy. He is the villain, but is he really? And he deserves his own story, and he will get his own story.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask this. Do you feel in some of the other work you do, would you ever sort of like, okay, let me use this. Nora Roberts and J.D. Robb wrote a book together.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Nora Roberts is J.D. Robb and J.D. Robb is Nora Roberts. Would you write a book with one of your other pen names in their style and your style or whatever to be able to have it, you know, not just your book, but having both personas trying to find a better way to say it. Work in tandem. Does that make sense?
I think it's possible. Yeah, it does. I think it's possible. I think that I could do that to a point. But, you know, I think sometimes what will happen when you're writing those stories is you start meshing the two. Where does one end and the other begins? If you're now doing them potentially as two different characters, that might be easier. But I think for authors, you know, that's probably very difficult to do very successfully.
Okay. And I'm going to ask this is from Diana. She says, are you ready for Mother's Day?
I am. I'm a mommy dog. I don't have human children, but my beautiful little wonderful golden retrievers, Indiana Jones and MacGyver, they are certainly loves of my life, and they actually give me mommy treats.
Oh, good. I won't ask what kind of treats.
Well, fortunately, they have help from their human father, so.
Oh, good. Hey, I'm staying out of that one. I just ask the questions. I don't get involved with, you know. Are you planning on doing anything for the November writing, write a book in 30 days kind of contest or anything?
I kind of
as some authors.
I mean,
yeah,
I
know,
so
but
fast. Not in particular. I mean, I'm not setting a goal to do that, but I write so quickly and I write 2 to 3 books a month that it's already there as far as a goal.
Okay. I know the 3 you have upcoming. What else do you have planned on your docket?
I have a wonderful series called Rescue Me, which there it's more of a collection, meaning the characters don't necessarily go from one book to the other, but it's always about an animal that is part of the story, and either the human rescues the animal or vice versa. And I also have another one coming up that is going to be a series with continuous characters, and the first one's going to be coming to Blushing later this year, called 3 Rivers Run Deep. It's about smoke jumpers in Montana and certain secret society that they have with their women.
Okay. Angie asks, when you're writing something about smoke jumpers in Montana, I'm reading it slowly. It's on Facebook. So the print is so small. How much research do you do?
Oh,
Betty,
you
Angie,
to.
Thank you.
You have to. I mean, I have to know it to a point. I'm not going to get completely technical, but if I don't understand what smoke jumpers do and the kind of things that they will experience, then it's not going to come across as real to your readers, and trust me, they will out you if you don't get it right.
I was just going to ask you, have they ever outed you?
Fortunately,
I don't mean
that
out you as other IDs. I'm talking outing you as an, you got this wrong.
I honestly haven't had that experience, and I feel grateful. I mean, I do a lot of research. I've had a couple of editors who have been involved in the BDSM lifestyle, which have corrected me on some things, and it's been helpful. But fortunately, no readers have come across and said, you don't know anything about what you're talking about.
You mean they can't do a mistake like the bills were in 25s and 50s? And that was in a real Ed McBain book.
No, you want to be real careful with mainstream stuff.
So, when is the smoke jumpers if I could say it 3 times fast, I'll be good. The smoke jumpers book coming?
In the fall. We're probably talking October, November.
Okay. And I know where they can find them. You tell them where they can find your lovely books by Blushing.
Absolutely. You can certainly always go on the Blushing site, and that's blushingbooks.com. And, of course, we're up at Amazon, and it's going to be posted to iBooks, Barnes & Noble, all of your favorite retailers.
Okay. And Blush and we'll have advances of the books, correct?
Absolutely. They certainly are always looking for ARC readers. Just in case you're interested, you can always contact Bethany at Blushing Books, and she will be happy to talk to you about that. And if you guys do read a book of mine, I would love for you to give a review. I mean, you know, it's a wonderful thing for us as authors, because Amazon, especially, a little bit big brother there, and they really don't promote your book unless folks kind of tell them that it's wanted and it's liked, to whatever degree.
Okay. Go through the we have 4 minutes left. Go through the contest and let them know what's going on. Go ahead. You got it.
Okay. So we want you at Blushing. Go, if you will sign up for the newsletter between 8 p.m. and midnight tonight. You can either go on blushingbooks.com, and there's a link to sign up to the newsletter, or you can text Blushing to 22828, and you'll be eligible, and it's $25 toward any of the books at Blushing.
Okay. Are they all e-books, or are they paperback, or what?
Well, for the ones that are
I'm not on the site yet, so I'm asking.
Yeah, no, there are various books that are in paperback. Mine aren't in paperback yet, hint, hint, if you guys want to download them, they're all e-books. But there are many fabulous authors on there that have different print books. So if you're inclined to do that, I'm certain that'll go for that too. But get on there. It's a brand new site. You should see the new Blushing website. It's beautiful. They're going a little bit more mainstream. It's not just a spanking site, guys. They do all kinds of fabulous books, westerns to BDSM, thrillers, paranormal. They've got a little bit of everything for you guys, and they're fabulous folks to work with. I got to tell you, they're the best in the business, and I'm thrilled to death that they're my publisher.
Good. Are you excited with the way your books are coming out now?
Absolutely. They're the best editors. I've got the best cover designers. You know, between Lawson and Brenda and all the folks there on the team, the administrative team of Allison, you know, Patty and Talia, you know, they're just the most wonderful folks to work with. They do everything they can to make you a success. They guide your hand along the way. They just really care about what you're doing. So couldn't say anything better about them.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what people are saying or who you are, but believe me, I've got a list of 15 people already that they're guessing you're from, and don't tell them. 3 people have already said Cassandra Dane. 2 people have already said D.S. Black. 1 person said you were Cynthia St. Aubin. 1 person said you're Robin Peterman. Hey, I'll take it where you can get it. 1 person said you were Lori Hensley. You know, it's like, I love this. Tonight I'm getting, who is she really? Question. You know, it's like, yeah.
Well,
so
I'll
I'm just telling you.
I'll just have
to keep them guessing. Oh, please, keep them guessing. But it's like, I've gotten like 12 or 13 people are like, I know, she is Cassandra Dane, she is Cynthia St. Aubin, and I'm going, you think? And I've been writing, you think?
At some point.
Well, I'm getting more and more that you're D.S. Black, so I just take that in the spirit and run with it, you know?
I will. That's a compliment.
Somebody asked if D is Black and you can write a book together. So I'm okay. We have about 30 seconds. Thank you, Piper Stone, for everything.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, ma'am. Tomorrow I will be on Elizabeth Black's show. And Elizabeth Black, and no, it's not Elizabeth Black either, but I'll be on Elizabeth Black Into the Abyss, so you'll be hearing me as guest. Next week, we have a surprise guest, and I ain't telling, but when you find out who it is, you'll love it. Good night, fly right, be well. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.